Hey everyone, welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars, and we are here without warning, sliding in like a conniving blue-skinned Grand Admiral. The Ahsoka trailer got dropped without warning this morning, which is curious. I don't understand why you don't put out a tweet the day before just to let the true fans know, the ones that are going to tell all their friends about it, to be prepared. But either way, good days as we get some Star Wars excitement. Now, the question is, I'm sure I'm going to love the trailer, but do they do a good job of advertising what the show's about to people that don't already know what it's about? Like, don't wait for people to find out about it after the first night. Show Thrawn doing something. Give a glimpse of Anakin Skywalker and guarantee that people interested in that are going to watch straight away. Because sometimes if you wait, you might hear some bad feedback, watch an angry YouTube video. Let people know this is all going to be in it. Watch it on the opening night. It's going to be banging. Get them hooked. But that doesn't seem like the way they like to do it. So we will see if it's just the normal hint, 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 dancing around. Remember that from the cartoon?
Once a rebel, always a rebel.
Just say, hey, if you read those books in the 90s, he's here, finally. It would be great if it was just Kathleen Kennedy going, hey, remember those books in the 90s? He's here, finally. And then Dave Filoni comes and hugs her or something. I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen, but let's see what does. Shuttle engines.
It's inevitable. One must destroy.
Ooh. To create.
We are no Jedi.
Ooh. Ow. Oh, red Lucasfilm.
I started hearing whispers.
Thrawn.
Turn as heir to the
heir of the Empire. Filoni.
What happens when you find Thrawn?
Power. Such as you've never dreamed.
Why?
I've spent most of my life fighting a war.
How does he have the power?
To help me prevent another one.
You and I both know who could help you with this.
She's still just as stubborn as ever.
Aha, the road!
Anakin never got to finish my training. I walked away from him, just like I walked away from Sabine. You never made things easy for me. Master.
As a Jedi,
what?
Sometimes you have to make the decision no one else can. But I'm counting on you to see this through.
Nice haircut.
Ha!
Sometimes we have to do what's right, regardless of our personal feelings.
Little Ezra.
Buckle up. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If we don't stop Thrawn, everything. You have no power.
Anakin spoke highly of you.
I'm not here to discuss my past.
Ooh, Corey is.
Once a rebel, always a rebel.
Oh, not spinnies. Once a rebel, always a rebel. Oh, my lord. It was good. Didn't blow me away. Is Sabine a Jedi now? She trained to be a Jedi. Oh. I've got to find out the answer. Corey?
Sorry, buddy. I was in the bathroom. What's up?
Oh, wow. I should have started first and said, you're on the podcast.
That's all right.
Hey, is Sabine a Jedi? Like, is she trained to be a Jedi? What's the hell? I don't understand.
I don't know. There's never any indication that she was force sensitive in Rebels. So I figured it was just that she's being trained in lightsaber combat by Ahsoka, but I don't know. It's very ambiguous.
What did you think of the trailer?
Loved it. I loved it. Yeah, it's giving me, it's taking me back to the Star Wars Rebels days. That's just the vibe I get from it. So I'm very excited about that.
Ah, okay. It wasn't where they went, once a rebel, always a rebel on Star Wars Rebels.
Right, no, yeah.
On Disney Now or whatever that thing was called.
Yeah.
What was that channel called? You're watching Disney.
Disney XD.
Yeah. XD! Oh my God!
Disney XD.
That'd be great. That'd be for the true Rebels fans. You know where they went wrong?
Where?
No Thrawn talking.
Yeah, I feel like
what?
In the Disney.
Why do they save these useless things?
You know, it was crazy. The minute that Ahsoka named, or the fact that Anakin was name dropped twice, the entire time, like leading up to the ending of the trailer, I was like, are they actually gonna like show him? Because it just seemed very, very direct. And yeah, same thing with Thrawn. I thought we were about to get some,
yeah,
voice acting there.
Because I was thinking before the trailer, I pressed play. I'm like, you have to, if you want to penetrate, like, a more broader audience, don't wait for people to find out like Thrawn or Anakin is in it after the episodes have shown, and then people will get around to it. Like, prime them, because once people miss something, like on the opening weekend, or they get like, it's like, just from my personal experience, if you don't catch on straight away, sometimes you don't and you just like move on with your life. So get people, tell people the things they want to know about it to watch now. Like, there was, yeah, it was just like, okay, there was the Thrawn shot. That was exciting. But to not have him more featured, you need to put him front and center. And I would argue to, like, when she said, I'm not here to talk about my past or whatever, it should have gone to a shot at Anakin. Just to, like, get people to go, okay, we'll get, like, Anakin, okay, we'll watch.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure if, like, most people are aware, but he is, like, main character throughout all of Star Wars. The movies, I mean.
The thing about Disney marketing is there's, I feel like, shockingly, this trailer showed and revealed more than usual. I think back to the Kenobi trailers.
No, but what did it reveal to a normal person that was more than normal?
Oh, none at all. Yeah, that's a whole other, to what you just said. Like, I agree about everything you just said, but in terms of, like, fan content, I feel like they revealed a lot that we would pick up on. But in terms of general audience, I do agree that, like, it's not a spoiler to show a shot of, like, Anakin or to have Thrawn talk, or it's, yeah, I don't know what.
Well, the Thrawn talking thing is ridiculous. Like, that's nothing to, do you know what I mean? Like, there's not going to be reaction videos of hearing him talk for the first time. People are going, ah! They won't even be able to hear what he says if they do that. So don't.
Yeah.
You loopy ass TikTokers.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of shocked we even got to see a, like, an HD, you know, image of Thrawn's face. I thought that wouldn't even happen, so that's cool. But I still think, even to like general audience members, I mean, I would say most of them don't know who Thrawn is. So it's gonna, you know.
Yeah, but a lot of people read those books.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they were, you know, if people, you know, especially back then, like from whenever it was, 93 to, I don't know, 2005 or whatever, if someone had read one Star Wars book, like 80%, it would be that one, apart from the novelizations.
Yeah.
Like, that was, yeah, I don't know, that was huge. People know the blue guy.
Yeah.
But, like, it looks great. But it sort of wasn't the super sizzle.
It kind of did it for me in the sense that...
But Corey, it's called Ahsoka.
Exactly, yeah.
That's cool. It, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's it. Yeah. They could send, like, Leland Chi to go to your house and whip you nightly, and you'd still watch it.
Yeah, that's a sight, huh?
Do you think he's like working away in San Francisco now, and he just had this cold shiver?
I would.
Yes, because I'm extra critical of the Lucasfilm marketing machine at the moment after Indiana Jones. So
I love it. I think my favorite thing to do is check Twitter and just see your unhinged.
Unhinged?
Yeah, but rightfully so. Rightfully so unhinged. Rightfully so.
Let's show a quarter of his face on a billboard.
That's crazy.
If Shadow has a name, it must be Lucasfilm Marketing, where secrets and faces and voices are best kept unseen, spoken, whatever.
Wait, I was talking to a coworker about Indiana Jones the other day, and he asked me, he's like, yeah, I really want to see it. Is Harrison Ford in it? And I responded, I said, well, if you look at the posters, you wouldn't know it. I don't know if he got that joke or not. But certainly you would.
I want to see it. Is Harrison Ford in it? Now that's that quote. This podcast should be getting played in a Lucasfilm boardroom. And then someone should smash something in anger. Unhinged.
Yeah, that was a real comment made to me at work. And I found it extremely amusing. Yeah.
Did you think this is how I must sound to other people? Just saying the most ridiculous thing.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The utmost sincerity. What? What? Like, the show, it looks spectacular. You know, you sort of can't, it's not till you watch the rhythm of it and all that stuff can we judge it, but it looks good. But I just wish they'd gone like guns blazing.
See, all right, I feel like Mando's changed me though, because I, as much as I love this character and I'm excited for the show, I'm always now going to be very trepidatious at anything that comes out. I'll watch it. We'll see. Look good. Look cool. Don't get me wrong. Mando season 3 really, really left its mark. So we'll see.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you on Friday. We're going to do the pod?
Yeah.
All right. And we'll pause through it and you can tell me all the little sweet facts that I don't know.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm sure some I don't want to know.
Yeah, I do have some things that I've already seen that I'll save for the show.
All right, sweet. Good sizzle. Did you do a reaction with Aubrey or did you just watch it?
No, Aubrey's in Florida. And then I just didn't do it.
All right. Well, you did one now.
That's right, exactly. You know, we got Comic-Con next week, though, so it's a lot of stuff happening.
Comic-Con's next week?
Next week.
Oh, boy. Okay. I got to go. All right. Well, I'll talk to you on Friday, Corey, on the live stream.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
All right. Corey Van Dyke on the line. We'll be live streaming with him this Friday on YouTube and Twitter and then on podcast. So make sure, I think it'll be on Facebook as well. But anyway, subscribe to your media download viewing streaming place of choice. And if you need something to watch now, the new Star Wars Year by podcast with Horst Burkhardt, where we go through Star Wars history. We're doing 1986 or 7 at the moment, but the new episode of that will be up pretty shortly after this goes up. So if you're on YouTube, there's probably a little window on that side with it showing. So click that and we'll see you Friday for more. May that force be with you. Rebels that were always rebels.
Once a rebel, always a rebel.
From the TV show Star Wars Rebels, featuring rebels rebelling in Star Wars.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.